Podcast. I'm so freaking excited to have you back on the show. If you are new, welcome, welcome. We help you to embrace your well-being and evoke writing. We are all about, you know, giving you writing advice, giving you writing tips, and helping you to use what we educate you with to move forward as a writer and to build that reading community of your dreams. So today's episode is going to be about entertaining, being an entertaining writer, and how to be interesting, how to entice your audience. Because in the previous episode, I did go into one of the values of writing, which was entertaining. But I feel like entertainment is a whole, it needs its whole other podcast episode, because part of writing is entertainment. And another thing I really need to talk about is writing. When you think about writing, you should really think of it as a business, because writing is something that you have to market yourself. You need to have a niche. You need to have a way to set yourself from your competition. You need to really be really intentional about who you are as a writer. Who do you serve? And 10x that value and know who you're serving, know your readers, and know how you can serve that value in a nice little package and give it to people, because you can't come out here expecting to get return when you haven't given the investment to anyone, you haven't given them anything they want to rally behind. But if you want more resources, this isn't the only place to get resources. You can also subscribe on our YouTube. I create 4 videos a week on there. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to ask. DM me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm here. And if you are on iTunes, please be sure to leave a suggestion, comment, positive or negative, about this show. I really want to get better. And, of course, Discord. It's on the show notes. You can join our Discord if you need more tips. And, yeah, I'm trying to grow a writing community. But the reason why I do all of this is because I loved writing. Writing was my escape for a long time, and the reason why writing practically saved me is because my medical teacher from my old school, I don't know if a lot of you guys know my story, but I'm gonna go a little bit into in depth about it, just a little bit. So my medical teacher in middle school, she really made me love medical and writing for a long time. She helped me to become my own person, and I even did stuff like speakings and writings, and I just loved medicine and writing. She helped me to be this writer and medical student, and I appreciated it. I moved schools, and I had another medical teacher who supported me. He was the best support I could ever ask for, but he backstabbed me and said he said, I will never make it in medicine because of my race and dark skin color, and would get checked by the FBI watch list. And yes, I definitely did crush. It crushed me. I fell into depression. I fell into deep anxiety, suicidal thoughts. They amplified. But I found content. I found podcasts. I found a well of knowledge. I found entrepreneurship, storytelling, writing resonance. All of this stuff that I was learning about applied to writers. No one was talking about this on the depth I was learning from. Twitch was the first platform I created content on. And it was also a thing I used when I was in that depressive state, but Twitch saved my life. Content saved my life. Writing helped me escape, and I found no one on Twitch is talking about writing at the depth that I learned. Yes, there's writing on Twitch, but they're not going at the depth that I learned from. And I'm here to help you to be a writer on any platform, especially on Twitch. I'm here to develop a revolution of writers on Twitch. Yeah, and not just Twitch, but any platform. But Twitch is my main focus. And yeah, so be sure to, you know, support me in all those places that I just mentioned. But yeah, let's get into the episode. I got into a soapbox, but I truly believe, like, if you are a writer, you should embrace who you are. You should not be afraid to fulfill who you are, to have a purpose, like, go after it, like, go after that purpose and that dream that you have. Yes, you have dreams, but you need a purpose at the same time, and I'm helping you to find that purpose and find who you are. So, yeah, I'm gonna tell you what you need to know about how to become a freaking dope entertaining writer. So let's freaking do the dang thing. Okay, so the first step is to... The writing space is very overwhelming. I understand that. And the very important step is to take baby steps. All of this stuff, it's really hard to learn in one day. It took me 4 years to freaking find who I was. It took me years to find my place in this space. This space is crazy. This space has so much going on. You need to take baby steps. Like, you're not going to turn into this interesting, entertaining writer overnight. Very few writers turn into that big thing. There, you have to go through the hustle and the work and the struggle to get to that point. Like, you know, take, like, you know, set goals, take baby steps, you know, celebrate every little achievement you did. Like, let's say, oh, I featured someone on my blog. That's an achievement. Like, celebrate the little things that you've done to entertain your readers and show that you guys are a part of my life. You guys are a part of us. This isn't just me. You guys are a part of this and a part of our writing journey. This is us. This is our mission and our story and our journey to help people through our writing and through our voice on a page. So you need to take baby steps. Don't go on this full-fledged, you know your limits, know what you can take and what you can foster. So don't overwork yourself. Take time to really just focus on what you have now, and then take those baby steps to be more entertaining. And once you figured out, like, okay, I know what I can handle, what can I do to take it to the next level, up my game, up the ante? So yeah, take those baby steps, and once you feel ready, that's when you can go on to start entertaining your readers. So after you have taken those baby steps and you feel like you're ready, the second, oh my god, this is probably might be the most important. You need to be a creatively, like, let's not go too deep. You need to be a storyteller. Like, you need a creation story behind your writing. Like, what is your story? What led you to this point? Like, what has happened in your life to say, like, okay, my life has impacted me to become this writer, and I'm gonna help or give value to people who have been through what I've been through and write for them. Like, not just have a creation story, but impact storytelling every aspect of your writing. Like, it has to be a journey. Don't just, you know, have an idea of the finish line and just talk about that finish line. Humans look at things in narrative perspective. They look at things in narratives, beginning, middle, end. So you need to highlight your beginning so they care about your middle and stay to your end. So you have to impact storytelling. Always be repeating your story, your creation story. You know, having all of your writings is a journey. You know, it's not just go straight to the idea of a vision for the end. You have to have an idea of, this is my story, this is my narrative, I'm still learning, I'm still innovating, I'm still trying to see what you guys want from me. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm still learning. I'm a little young nut. I'm still learning this. The writing space, the content space is a big place. So you need to know how to keep people within a journey. Like, people want to be in a story, they want to be in a journey with you. So if you are being a really creatively unexpected storyteller, like I said in my story, like, stuff started happening, but before that, like, I had a light, I had an idea of light and hope coming through the window of the darkness, but then it turned around. Stuff started, bad stuff happened when he told me I was worthless and, you know, I didn't think what was left. And then it switched, like, there was a divine intervention. Stuff started happening, stuff started changing for the better for me. You need to have a story. Like, you have to be creative and unexpected with that story, and have hints and questions. Like, you know, you can be as descriptive as a storyteller as you can be, so they paint a picture and resonate, or you could be a vague storyteller, so it's a series. You know, don't just write and write about what you want for the end. You have to have a journey. You have to have a beginning and middle and end. Impact that. Every writing is like a narrative. It's a story format. And with that story, people can resonate. They can connect with you emotionally. And you guys can come together and have an idea of the finish line. Don't just go straight for that finish line. Because people need to be in that journey. They need to be a part of your truth and be a part of your mission and your values. And yeah, it just has to be a timeline. People need to be in your timeline. You need to embrace your timeline and impact a timeline within your writing. Oh my god, Anchor's so glitchy. Like when I record stuff, like it just makes two of them and deletes one of it, but I'm understanding. So the next one is to innovate new ways to write and show effort, because if you're showing effort in your community, people know that you really care about them, because you can't just do the same thing and write about the same things over and over again, because that shows that you just don't care. It just shows that you aren't there for the people and you're not there to really give back. So you have to always be innovating new writing ideas, something new, something people haven't seen before, something that, oh my god, like they're like, yes, they came up with something. Like maybe, for example, you have been blogging about your story and about your mission and about everything that you give to people, and then you decided, okay, I'm gonna start featuring people. I just started a new blog, not a blog, but a new blogging deal where I'm going to feature people and talk about people's stories. And because I have shared my story and I've shared my mission, now I want to feature you all and have you share your stories and your missions. That's innovation right there. Innovate new ideas. Show that you are putting effort. Like you care. Like if you care about your people and you're giving back, they're going to care about you. And people are giving you your time and energy to reach your stuff. So you have to show, thank you for giving your time. I'm gonna serve you well. So time is finite. It is so finite. People value time. Time is the most valuable currency. So you need to know how to serve your audience and innovate new ways for them to keep coming back and keep getting that value. And you know, even if you're focusing your writing on that one thing, like, and you focus all your writing on that thing, innovate new ideas on what you focused all your writing on, so that people are like, wow, they'll legit say, like, it's crazy you come up with these ideas on the fly. Like, I thought you ran out. You're still coming up with ideas. Like, what? Like, that's what you want to do. So innovate new ideas. Don't do the same thing over and over. Like how many times have you went in someone's blog or writing and they're like, all the blogs are basically just repeats of the same stuff. Like, you don't want to read that. You want people to do new stuff. It's like simple as just your blogs are you know, one blog is showing visuals, another blog is showing videos, another blog is popping words out. That's innovation right there. Little innovating new ideas is going to turn into something bigger and better. But yeah, like I said in the previous tip, popping words out is very important because it shows certain emphasis on certain stuff. You don't want your whole writing to be just plain words. You need to pop stuff out, put visuals, put videos, just put stuff out so that it sends a clear message and emphasis. But yes, that's just a little thing to really make your reading more interesting, intriguing, entertaining. People want to read more of. But the next tip is to have a reason to every single thing you do, and don't, oh, I already said this, but have a why behind everything that you do. Because if you're just writing and writing and you don't have a reason behind that, people are going to be very, very confused. So if you have a why behind every little thing you do, people are going to be like, wow, like this is some juicy stuff. Like, this is something I've never seen before. Like, this person has such an amazing voice, and they have a why behind all of this stuff. They're not just writing for the sake of it. They have a reason behind it. They have a why behind that. Like, your why links to your past. It links to something that's happened in your life, something that you're passionate about, and it's something that you can legit write forever. And you get so excited when you find that why, and you're like, oh my god, I found it. You just want to write a lot about it. But here's the thing, I fell into this trap where I found my value, and I just want to put all my energy into it and just put all my eggs in that one place. You need to not, don't do that. I fell into that trap where I upload like 5 videos in one day, 5 podcast episodes in one day, 5 posts. That's not sustainable. You need to batch stuff. You need to do stuff in bulk. Do your writings in bulk and then post them accordingly. Don't like post stuff crazy, because that's not longevity. That's not a way of longevity. You need to think of the longevity as a writer, because stuff can fade away if you're not consistent. So you need to think about sustainability and not burning yourself out. Don't burn out. I've burned myself out so close before, and it's not fun. It hurts your momentum and just stops you from writing, so don't do it. The last tip, this is my favorite, and a lot of writers need to get in the groove. It is your value and beliefs. Yes, you need a value and a belief system. Your beliefs can make you vulnerable, and I truly believe as a writer, you gotta be vulnerable, period. End of discussion. You need to show that you're human, and you go through stuff and show your emotions through your writing to emotionally connect with people. But your value is something that has a heartbeat and an essence behind your writing. Your writing speaks to people. That value has to speak deeply to you and to others. It has to serve you and serve other people. And like I said, there are 4 types of writing. Educational: are you informing something on a topic you know a lot about? Persuasive: sharing your beliefs. Expressive: you're just talking about how you feel about something to emotionally connect. And then what else? And of course, entertaining, which is just narratives and stories to help people be happy and you know, kind of help people get off life, fiction or nonfiction. And last is relational value. Relational value is something writers need to work on. It's making friends and relationships. Like I said, have viewers participate, you know, just being a friend to somebody, being there for them. That's relational value right there. So yeah, just be out there for people and always have those beliefs, because beliefs set you apart from every other writer, because it shows that it sets an idea of what you want to talk about. Always be repeating your beliefs as a writer in your stuff. Like, I believe in, you know, inclusivity. I believe in LGBT. I believe in veganism. You need beliefs, because beliefs may give you haters, but that's a good thing. Beliefs help you to set apart. It helps you to establish a code of conduct for your writing. So yes, we're going to go over each step again, and we're going to call it a day with the podcast. So it's take baby steps. So as you go along, don't overwhelm yourself. Take those baby steps to be more entertaining. Be a storyteller. Have a narrative, and always be impacting that narrative throughout your stuff. Have your readers participate so they're a part of something. Being good in enticing your readers so that they are entertained and they want to read more. Innovate new ways to write. So always have new ideas to come up with, so people are always wanting more. Values and beliefs, you know, have that heartbeat and have those belief systems, so you have a code of conduct and what you want to set out for the finish line for you and your community. And you know, pop stuff out, have visuals, have videos so that people want to read more. And of course, have a reason to everything you do so that people are like, wow. So it's all just basically, in summary, it's all about making sure people read your stuff completely. Like, yes, someone can read your stuff completely, but it has to speak to them. Like, they have to stay in your writing, one, first of all, two, it has to speak to them. Like, it has to blow them away, literally. And third, if they really loved it, they can share that stuff, and it's a ripple effect. So you always have to be triggering an emotion within your readers, you know, having them feel something. I forgot, I think I said this in one of my previous episodes. And giving, like, some sort of value, like, giving a value, entertaining them, and, yeah, just, writing's all about entertainment. Like, writing is, you need to be, have a little bit of background in being a good entertainer through a page, so that's what it is. I still can't remember what it was, like, having them feel something, and, what was it again? I don't remember. I think it's just have them feel something, and yeah, I don't remember. I think it's just the value part. But yeah, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube, like I said, youtube.com/mercyoverwatch. I'm trying to change that link to Luchadel. Once I get 100 subscribers, join our Discord, DM me on Instagram, Twitter if you have questions, and also, you know, of course, leave a suggestion, positive or negative, about the podcast. I hope you really enjoy this podcast episode. I really love all of you guys for the support. Like, these listens have been going crazy, and I'm never gonna stop what I'm doing. Like, this stuff is crazy. Like, all the content I've done is because of my story, and because of, like, it's helping people. What I'm doing is it's valuable. It's a space that needs help, and I'm here to help that space and help writers who are just kind of stuck in and don't know who they are. They're struggling with who they are, or they had someone tell them who they are as a writer is gonna hold them back. But I'm here to help you. You feel like you're talking, you're screaming, and no one's listening. You're screaming at a brick wall, but I'm listening. I hear you. You just have to keep pushing. And yeah, be very entertaining. That's the way it works. You have to be entertaining, and you need to know how to entice your audience. But yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. I love you. Thank you so much for the support. Bye.